This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Discussion is underway in both the Houses of Parliament on motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Participating in the discussion in Lok Sabha, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur lauded the initiatives taken by the government in different sectors in the last 10 years. He said several steps have been taken by the government for the welfare of people and growth of the economy. Earlier, when the House met, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of alleged irregularities in the NEET exam. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshay Adhiniyam 2023 come into force from today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three criminal laws which came into effect from today will lead to the most modern criminal justice system in the country. He said the criminal justice system is now completely Swadeshi and embedded in Indian ethos after independence. Briefing media in New Delhi about the three criminal laws, Mr. Shah said the new laws will ensure speedy justice and victims' rights. He added that earlier only the rights of the police were protected, but now victims' and complainants' rights will also be protected. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the successful completion of 9 years of the Digital India initiative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Digital India symbolizes an empowered India which boosts ease of living and transparency. He also shared the glimpse of the strides made in the last decade. Due to Digital India campaign, over 11 crore farmers now receive money directly in their bank accounts, which is more than the populations of Canada and France combined. The National Testing Agency, NTA, today declared the revised result of 1,563 candidates after the NEET UG retest. The NTA has also revised the rank of all candidates after the new results. The NTA said in a release that revised scorecards of all candidates are available on its website. It added that 813 candidates appeared for the retest out of the 1,563 candidates eligible. In a related development, in Gujarat, the CBI has arrested the owner of a private school in connection with the alleged malpractice in the NEET UG examination. This school was one of the centres where the NEET UG exam was held on May 5. Oil marketing companies have reduced the prices of the commercial LPG gas cylinders by 30 rupees. The price change for a 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinder will come into effect from today onwards. Due to the drop in the price, the retail sale price of 19 kg commercial LPG cylinder in Delhi will be 1,646 rupees. This follows a drop in price that was brought last month when the retail price of 19 kg commercial LPG cylinders was reduced by 69 rupees 50 paise in Delhi to 1,676 rupees. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will organize the two-day AI conference, Global India AI Summit, from 3rd of this month in New Delhi. The ministry said that the summit aims to foster collaboration and knowledge exchange, underscoring India's dedication to the ethical and inclusive growth of AI technologies. The event will focus on advancing AI development in areas like compute capacity, foundational models, data sets, application development, future skills, startup financing, and safe AI. The India Met Department, IMD, has issued orange and red alerts over northeast, east and northeast India and northwest during the next 2 days due to heavy to very heavy rainfall. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Somaj Sen Roy said that monsoon will soon spread over the entire nation with coverage over parts of Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan in the upcoming 4 to 5 days. Sikkim is celebrating Gwala Diwas today, honoring the state's milk producers. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang extended congratulations and best wishes to the people, particularly dairy farmers. Both the leaders emphasized the importance of recognizing and supporting dairy farmers to build a progressive and prosperous society. And that is the end of this news bulletin.